Yeah, there's been a few scallywags that they'd use sports enhancing drugs to shear more.
Well, there are a lot of teams that do it. There are a lot of contractors that don't care about people that do it. They're obviously still going to get a job if the contractors aren't too fussed.
The wool industry came under heavy scrutiny in 2014 when videos of shearers abusing sheep led to widespread reports of drug and alcohol abuse. Jason Letchford from the Shearing Contractors Association says this group is an acknowledgement of those reports and a commitment to change.
This is definitely a response to that. Along with it, it's overdue that we should have had these things in place before 2014 also.
Although reports of drug abuse date back many years, methamphetamine, or ICE, has been a game changer.
I've heard some, you know, horrible stories that go hand in hand, you know, with stuff that we hear in society. Basically, people are, you know, losing their mind in terms of frustrations they have in the workplace through to harming themselves.
The difficulty with a drug like ICE is that it's highly unpredictable.
The National Farmers Federation's Sarah McKinnon.
What we can't have is situations where people feel like they're not able to take steps to manage drugs in the workplace because they fear for their own safety.
Thus, the first step of the group is to form clear guidelines for farmers, contractors and fellow workers on how to respond. Prevention is the next step, and identifying why the problem exists. It's been a tough season for contractors across southern Australia. Incessant rain has caused a bottleneck of jobs, and finding shearers to meet demand has been even harder than usual. Victorian contractor Bryce Kelly says the shearer shortage means larger competitors are not under pressure to ensure quality workers.
Big contractors taking on too much and just employing whoever rings up and taking a gamble on what they like, and obviously get a lot of shearers that other contractors wouldn't employ, just probably due to the fact they're on drugs, I suppose.
Some shearers have suggested that piecework agreements, where they're paid per sheep, incentivises drug use in sheds. But Mr Letchford says it's difficult to pin down why abuse occurs.
We can't say one way or another whether that competitiveness to be the best shearer, whether people are resorting to drugs on that case. But, I mean, that's possibly one of the theories out there.
The Shearing Contractors Association is reluctant but open to discussions about changing that payment system. But the NFF says it's not the answer.
No, not at all. I mean, piece rates are critical to productivity on farm. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that you can only be a great shearer if you're high.
Do you see it as an incentive, though?
No, we don't see piece rates as an incentive to take drugs.
All workers in this Victorian shed think changing the payment system is a ridiculous idea, even if it would address the problem.
I probably would stop shearers from taking drugs, but it would probably stop a lot of shearers from shearing too.
I don't think it would work. You wouldn't get the shearer to do the job.
No shearers going to want to stay in the industry if that did happen.
So what about drug testing? Most wool industry groups are in support of this move, including the Shearing Contractors Association.
We're in favour of drug testing and drug screening, but what we need to deal with is the practical of reality of how that can be done, because it's not as easy as working in a metropolitan or urban centre where you can send someone down to the blood testing laboratory with a co-worker and be, you know, tested on the spot for that.
Mr Letchford says existing technology is very basic. Rather than testing positive, a worker can only test non-negative, which could point to prescription medication.
These screens and the tests that you're referring to are quite general. To just say there is an issue, it needs to be looked into further, is really where the industry is up to.
The NFF and contractor Bryce Kelly also see drug testing as part of the solution.
Well, I think it's going to sort of slightly offend shearers in one way, but at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, yeah, be all for it.
Some shearers disagree.
Like, I don't think the drug testing would really help. It would just, farmers would just lose shearers and not be able to get their sheep shorn, and a bit of an effect like that.
All of the group's work is about enforcing existing laws, not just around individuals using drugs, but farmers ensuring safety in the workplace.
The demographics of the farm sector are quite unique, and that does make it more challenging. You don't have a HR department to fall back on. You've got to know what you can and can't do, and you've got to do it.
Mr Letchford says contractors are just as, if not more, accountable, and they need more tools to understand what they're dealing with.
It's more subtle than you think here. It's only when the day gets going that you may identify by someone's crankiness or behaviour out of the normal. You are sort of the judge and the jury. And once again, that's the reason for this working group to give employers more guidelines and more education about what to look for and what to identify.
The younger guys were clear that education programs about the destructive nature of drugs wouldn't have much effect.
Everyone knows about it, so I don't think educating them would do anything. It's just, it'd be better to punish them.
No one would really take much notice. It would be a waste of money and time.